joining us now on the line. Thad Lewis, Miami native, is Flo Rida a proper representation of a Miami kid, or do we have to go Ricky Rose or Luther?
I'll say Luther.
Not Miami Sal. Can we go Miami Sal Machine and get a little salsa in the joint? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Very, very good. I know you're a Miami kid. Hialeah Miami Lakes Trojan. This has got to be special going home.
Yes, it is special. Anytime you get to play in front of the home crowd is always special.
Thad Lewis is joining us. He makes his third career start on Sunday for the Buffalo Bills. Did you grow up a Miami Dolphins fan?
Oh, yeah. Everyone in Miami. If you wasn't a Dolphins fan, you were just one of those guys that liked the team that was winning.
Right. You were a fair weather. So who is your dude? Was Dan Marino your dude, senior your quarterback?
Dan Marino. You know, they actually used to call me the Black Dan Marino when I played Little League because I was slow.
Because you're slow.
Yeah.
Dan wasn't as fleet as foot as some of the quarterbacks that exist now.
Right.
Have you ever played in Sun Life or the old Joe Robbie?
Yeah, I actually played in college when I was at Duke and played against the University of Miami there. I played in the Orange Bowl and I played in Joe Robbie.
So did you ever beat the U at Duke?
Nah, I never beat the U.
And not in Miami. So you got your opportunity this time around as a professional, which might mean a little bit more.
Right.
How many tickets are you scooping up for this? Or are you trying to scoop up for this?
I have a small circle, so I have 16 tickets. So that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
And that's where you draw the line. Did any of your teammates hook you up with theirs?
No, actually, my agency is from Miami, and actually got the tickets through the Dolphins or some type of ticket broker down there. So they actually got pretty good seats.
Nice. So. Thad Lewis, former Duke Blue Devil, former Hialeah Miami Lakes Trojan, joining us here on Tim and Sid. He will start for the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. I know that Doug Marone looked at bringing in some other quarterbacks, Matt Flynn. What did it mean to you that he decided to turn to you and say, you're our starter?
I mean, it means a lot because that means he's a man of integrity and a man of his word. He basically told us, all the guys on practice squad, when someone gets hurt, you better be ready because I believe in developing guys on my practice squad and moving them up, not going out getting somebody. So, you know, it speaks volume when a man keeps his word. And you don't want to do nothing but go out there and back him, you know, because he actually believes in you.
You're probably not surprised that doesn't often happen in the business that you're in, where a man keeps his word. Were you surprised at all that when it ended up being EJ Manuel going down, you know, of course, Kevin Cobb in the preseason, that you were the guy?
I've been in this business for 4 years, and nobody has really shot me straight. So, probably a little surprised, you know, that it was me, because you hear all of the, you know, the media outlets saying that they're trying to go get someone, you know, and you're here in-house. But, you know, it spoke to me when he actually told me himself that you're the starting quarterback, you know, and then delivered it to the media. So, you know, it's time to go to work once you get the good news.
Thad Lewis joining us here on Tim and Sid. You guys have had a lot of chances as a team. OT last week against the Bengals, had the Patriots on the ropes in week one, had shots against the Jets. What's the difference between losing those games and being a team that consistently wins those games?
You have to put it all together. At one time, we can be a first-half defense team, second-half offense team, or vice versa, as well as special teams. So once we put it all together and continue to do the little things right, you know, we can turn those losses and those close losses into wins. And so that's the main focus.
Are there guys that do it better than others? We had a long conversation about Tom Brady, who ended up on Sunday getting three shots in the final 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And, you know, everyone's saying Tom Brady, the greatest fourth quarter comeback, you know, quarterback of all time. But he doesn't do it if he doesn't get those three chances. Are there guys that do it well?
I wouldn't necessarily say guys that do it well, because if they're losing and the offense that they're playing gets hold on to the ball and runs the clock out, they can't do it.
Right.
So it's the guys that get an opportunity to win, and that guy is not just out there by himself. You know, he got wide receivers, running backs, and offensive linemen, and tight ends out there with him. So it's a unit that does it well. So, you know, once you get everybody involved and you go out and, you know, you get the chance to take advantage of that opportunity, then it's not the guys in the unit, but the quarterback usually be the one to get all the praise. But, you know, I'm the guy to, you know, to thank everybody around me because I sure didn't do it by myself.
Miami area native Thad Lewis joining us here on Tim and Sid, and he will be returning to his hometown to face the Dolphins this weekend. A lot of people got to know your college coach, David Cutcliffe, because of his work with Peyton Manning. And I know that Doug Marrone spoke about Cutcliffe when he said that you were going to start for this team. What makes Cutcliffe so special when it comes to quarterbacks?
You know, actually, he's the guy that was hands-on with Peyton Manning. And if you go a little bit further, he's Shula. And then the national championship with T. Martin. And then the head coach at Ole Miss, you know. So
yeah, had Eli there too, right?
You know, Eli was there. So it's working for himself. But a lot of guys don't know that, you know, he's the head coach now, so he's not hands-on. So he has molded a young guy by the name of Kurt Roper. And I'm actually hands-on with him. He was the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
Right.
So he was the guy that really helped develop me into the player I am today. But Cutcliffe gets all the praise, you know, because of his past work. But he actually has a guy that he molded, you know, to be young, you know, that's young and that's up under him, you know, to actually do what he used to do back when Peyton was in college.
Are you going to get Stevie Johnson back?
Yeah, I hope so. He practiced, and I hope so. I hope I get him back. You always want Stevie Johnson on the field with you.
Speaking of Stevie Johnson and having, you know, nice pieces around you, you got some pretty talented backs to lean on. How nice is it to look back and have a guy like C.J. Spiller or Fred Jackson around you, you know, when healthy?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You don't have to do much. Sometimes you just hand the ball off. You might even get ridiculed by coach for not carrying out the fake because, you know, when those guys get the ball in the hand, they're dynamic. So you actually want to see what they do. So it's awesome to have guys like that in the backfield.
Did the Bengals give you some opportunities to throw the ball in an attempt to make sure that they took away the running game?
Yeah, they gave us a lot of opportunities to throw the ball, and we kind of took advantage of the opportunities when it presented itself because they were playing a lot of cover three and a lot of middle field close. And when teams play middle field close and bring that guy down in the box, they're daring you to throw the football.
Listen, stats are like Nicki Minaj videos. They show a lot, but they don't show everything. if you look at this Miami defense, they're pretty good against the run, but there are some opportunities to take shots downfield. Do you feel like this could be another 32-attempt game?
Obviously, you know, when Coach Hackett dials it up, if you see that play in close coverage, he's going to call it a pass, you know. You want to hand the ball off to your playmakers, but you don't want to run them into a brick wall, you know, and that's a lot of guys in the box. So if the opportunity presents itself, I'm pretty sure he's going to dial it up.
Hey, Thad, it was great talking to you. I hope that this moment is special for you going back to Miami. We'll play you a little out with a little Miami sound machine, but I appreciate you doing this with us.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.